Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, relationships. Ever feel like communication is like trying to decipher hieroglyphics sometimes? You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and it feels like you're speaking different languages? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a philosophy that can help bridge those gaps, make conversations smoother, and ultimately lead to stronger connections. It's called Stoicism. Now, before you picture grumpy old men in robes, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about understanding our emotions, managing them effectively, and using that wisdom to build better relationships. So, what can Stoicism teach us about communication? First up, it emphasizes active listening. Seriously, folks, truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to talk. It's about understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like this. A conversation should be a dance, not a debate. You want both partners moving gracefully and feeling heard. Next, Stoicism encourages us to focus on what we can control, our own thoughts and reactions. We can't always control other people's words or actions, but we can control how we respond to them. Remember that classic saying, "Kill them with kindness." Well, Stoicism is all about practicing that. Responding with calm and understanding, even when things get heated, can diffuse tense situations and pave the way for a more productive conversation. Now, let's talk about expressing ourselves clearly and honestly. Stoicism values authenticity and encourages us to communicate our needs and feelings in a respectful way. Don't be afraid to say what you mean, but remember to do it with kindness and consideration for the other person. Imagine this. You have a friend who constantly cancels plans last minute. Instead of getting angry or resentful, try expressing your feelings calmly. "Hey, I'm feeling a little disappointed when our plans get changed at the last minute. It makes me feel like my time isn't valued." The direct, honest, and respectful. Stoicism also emphasizes finding common ground. Look for shared interests, values, or goals that can help build a stronger connection. Think about it. We all want to feel understood, appreciated, and valued in our relationships. Stoicism reminds us to focus on the shared human needs, which can create a sense of unity and understanding. Finally, remember that forgiveness is essential for healthy relationships. Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Practice forgiving others and yourself, whenever possible. It's not about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the negative emotions that hold us back from moving forward. Think about a time when you were really frustrated with someone, maybe a partner, friend, or even a family member. Remember how your body felt tense, angry, maybe even physically uncomfortable. Now imagine trying to have a productive conversation in that state. Not easy, right? That's where Stoicism comes in. By practicing these principles, you can create space for calm and rational communication, even during difficult conversations. So, what can you do today to apply these Stoic insights to your relationships? Take a moment to reflect on a recent conversation that felt strained. Can you identify any opportunities to practice active listening or express yourself more clearly? Challenge yourself to respond with understanding instead of anger in situations that tend to trigger you. And remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself as much as the other person. Alright, listeners, I hope today's episode has given you some valuable tools to navigate your relationships with more grace and ease. Remember, building strong connections takes time and effort, but it's worth every bit of investment. Until next time, keep practicing that Stoic wisdom and let me know in the comments what resonates most with you. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who needs a little relationship guidance, and leave a review if you find it helpful. See you all tomorrow for another dose of mind training.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.